Radio is mainly an opinion paranormal talk show. All opinions, comments, or statement of fact expressed by PIR Radio's guests are strictly their own and do not represent or to be endorsed by PIR Radio, ASPRN, Paranormal Radio Network, and their affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, this is Brian Fitzgerald from Ghost Hunters International, and you're listening to Pirate Investigators Radio.
Welcome to PIR Radio. PIR Radio is sponsored by the Peach State Paranormal Society and www.hauntedtube.com. Let's now go get your paranormal radio experience with your hosts, Kurt Smith and Bill Horton.
Already it's Monday, and you know it's another edition of PIR Radio live on the Paranormal Radio Online Network and the PPRN Radio Network. You can hear the simulcast over there as well. Welcome to everyone aboard listening live or via the podcast. We really appreciate our listeners. So, hey, if you're listening to our podcast, you should check us out live. You know, we air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific Standard Time. Live, PRO. It's www.paranormalradioonline.com, or you can go to the PIR website, www.pirradio.com, and click the Pro tab and check us out live. We'd love to have you come on board. We've been giving away a lot of cool stuff lately. Tonight we might be giving away a signed copy of the book that she just wrote, and you never know, we throw in the special DVD that Bill has made for us. It's 100 episodes, the first 100 episodes of PIR Radio, so stay tuned. We might be giving away a couple of those tonight. So, as always, I have my co-host with me, Bill, from It's Always Crackling in Philadelphia. What's up, Bill?
Hey, man, it's like really warm today. It's almost 80.
80 degrees? It's 60. It was 61 today here. It was 83 yesterday here.
Well, maybe you had it before us, so you're doing better. It's supposed to be like 60 tomorrow or something, or tonight. But, yeah, it was very sunny, very nice. And as far as paranormal things, nothing really has happened. I'm real excited about my guest tonight because Lori has been with Lori has taught me everything I know. She's been monumental in everything.
She's been a great guest too of PIR Radio. I mean, she's been on quite a few times. And you're going to let the folks out there know what we're going to talk about tonight?
We're going to talk about Supernatural Pennsylvania, Lori Hall's new book. We can talk about that. We can talk about some of the other events. We're going to do explore the Haunted Grand Park soon. That's April 16th at 7 p.m. So that'll be fun. Then I can talk about that on Monday after the 16th, you know?
Oh, that does sound like fun. I'm jealous.
Yeah, and then I think on the 29th we're also going to a haunted ghost tour with Adams. I forget the elder's first name. But Larry can tell us all about that. I'll bring that up. But, you know, I don't know where she is. Did you get her?
Not yet. We're gonna add her in here. Let's see if we can get a hold of her.
I think the most important thing about tonight is that I always talk about Lori, and I have to say that in front of her, with her listening, so she can get kudos.
All right, here we go. You're going to hear the ringy-dingies.
Ringy-dingies.
The ringy-dingies. One ringy-dingy. I'm not very good at that. Two ringy-dingy.
Hello?
Three. Oh, we didn't get three ringy-dingies.
Oh, man, Lori.
What?
Hey, Lori, this is Bill and Kurt from PIR Radio.
I gathered that. No, because I'm psychic, so I know.
That's awesome.
We were going to guess how many ringy-dingies before Lori picked up.
Yeah, we thought three.
I was waiting. I'm so excited to be on PIR Radio.
We love Lori. Lori's a great guest, too. Very, very, very awesome. We always have fun with Lori.
Yes, we do. Hey, listen, I was just telling Kurt, and you may not believe
it. You were talking trash about Lori. No, I'm just joking, Bill.
Bashing you, yeah. No, every week I do talk about if we went on a ghost turn or something, and I always give Lori kudos and such. And I just wanted to say that without you, Lori, I'd be nothing.
Aww.
Oh, she's my best favorite. Anyway, I was just explaining to Kurt some of the things that maybe you could talk about. Let's get some of the things out of the way, the preliminaries, because Let me get it right, Kurt, all right? You can just correct me when I'm wrong. Hey, Lori, do you want to give out your Facebook and your MySpace and your website so everyone can figure out where to get your book and all that contact information and all that other stuff?
We'll let it slide, Bill.
Oh, I messed it up, didn't I?
No, you did fine.
You can get to my Facebook from my website, which is tricountyparanormal.com. TRICountyParanormal.com.
That's really long, too.
All right.
Just look up Lori Hall and find her, too. She comes up like...
What?
You can just search your name, Lori Hall.
Yeah, you can just search my name because I'm so famous that I come up Lori Hall.
Outside of being...
Like, a picture of me and everything.
That's a good picture in your book, the one that Parr took, her husband.
Yeah, I like that picture.
That is a cool picture. Who is that? Who is it on the picture?
That's Lori.
What?
What are you talking about?
On spooky, creepy Pennsylvania?
On the back is Lori. Oh, that's
Supernatural Pennsylvania.
Man, Kurt, you blew that one.
Man, I'm screwed now.
You are.
Damn.
You didn't even get my book right.
I'm looking at the cover. I thought that was the cover with the two bronze statues on it.
It is the cover. Are you looking on Amazon?
No, I have it on my banner that I made.
Oh, no.
It says spooky, creepy Pennsylvania.
Did you get the picture from Amazon?
Probably.
Yeah, well, Amazon has the title wrong.
Well, damn them.
Yeah, I know. They're supposed to be getting it fixed.
Next year. All right, so let's move on. So I've known Lori and we've been dealing with each other probably 8 years, I think, somewhere in there, right, Lori?
Yes. Yep.
She's taught me everything I know. We actually have such a good sense of... interaction that people think we're married when we go on a
date. Yes. It's kind of disturbing.
And one time we had some psychic power study event, I believe, and somebody even said to me, Lori's holding a baby, her baby, Liam, and somebody said to me, hey, your baby looks very cute or something. Your baby looks just like you.
Is there something that you're not telling us? Ben,
yeah, I don't know. He's three. We've known each other for 8 years. You kind of do the math. No.
It's like the movie Due Date. Have you seen the movie Due Date?
No. Never mind that my son is, like, blonde and blue-eyed and Bill is, like, Korean.
Yeah, there's no difference there.
Well, nothing happens, though, in Due Date. It's.
I know. I saw it. It was funny. It was a good show. Good movie. Anyway, back to Lori, because this show is all about Lori. And Lori, I was just telling, before we got you on, I was just talking about Grand Park, which is on April 16th, and how,
yeah.
And what's going on with Grand Park, and can you explain where that is, and what's going on, and how people can get and go, and if they can still go and get all that?
Well, basically, it was a place that I visited during the research for the book Supernatural Pennsylvania. There are quite a few spirits there. The most famous one is Elizabeth Graham Ferguson, and we will be finding her spirit and the other spirits that are there. Well, we'll be looking for them, but I always find them, so you'll be finding them if you're with me. I'm going to be leading the investigation, and you can find out more information on our website or on Graham Park's website.
Now, Lori, let me get this straight, because... I believe in the third floor, so like I'm going to say the middle bedroom, there was a child there, I forget.
We encountered the spirit of a child, and we actually recorded the child's voice that said, get me, because we were playing hide and seek.
Oh, right, and there was a foot chest or something in the room, too, I remember, and a rocking chair. And then where was Elizabeth? Let me think, hold on. Was she in the other bedroom on the third floor? Where, the big room?
Who?
Elizabeth? Who was she?
Elizabeth's on the second floor.
Oh.
In the big bedroom.
Oh, maybe that, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but...
Not the big bed with the posters.
No.
The other one that has her... She's in the bedroom that has her portrait in it.
And then, so...
Is it a king-size bed?
I don't know. Lori? What is this question?
I don't think that they had those bed sizes. It's an antique bed.
Everybody was short, too, you know?
It's probably bigger than what we have.
Yeah, you know, you got to sleep in a bed stuffed with feathers if you were rich enough, and, you know, had somebody fluff it up for you every night.
And I believe the second time you went back, I wasn't with you. Is that right? Did you go one time without me?
I went the first time by myself, and then the second time you guys all went with me.
And we had some other people, they were from Grand Park. They were the volunteers and such, and they had lots of good stories, and were very excited that you were there.
Yes.
Who else was there? It seemed like a lot of people.
Mark and Rich were there with us.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember? Rich had his pendulum.
Yeah, Rich showed me how to use the pendulum on the third floor where the little girl was playing hide-and-seek, actually. Well, not in the middle room, you know, right at the top of the steps, pretty
you
much.
You know, that's one thing I've never seen used on a paranormal investigation as a pendulum. I've seen dowsing rods.
You've never seen someone use a pendulum?
I have never seen. Yes, I am a pendulum virgin.
Well, if you come and see Rich use it, man, you'll learn a lot.
Yes.
Maybe Rich will be at the PAR Radio Live event.
I think get to hear about the PAR Live event.
Oh, it changes every week, so.
Okay.
So we change the location and what it could be and where and every week until we get enough money donated to us.
Our donation stands at zero right now. No one wants to donate to us. No one likes us.
So every week when we get a new guest on wherever they're from, we say we're going to go to there or whatever.
Okay, so you're going to go to Philadelphia. Great.
We're going to go to Grand Park.
We're going to go to Over.
We are going to go to Grand Park. And you have to remember, if you're going to Grand Park, bring lots of extra batteries because there is something there that drains batteries. It happened to a news crew that was there one time. Also, it happened to my mail meter when I was there.
I like the mail meter.
Bring lots of batteries.
I want to tell a little history about Lori. And Lori, you correct me when I screw up. But Lori is a mother of four. And
five.
You screwed up, Bill. You're fired.
No,
screwed up already.
I love five. Mother of five, and then grandmother of two.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
This is hard. I got to really think, you know. And she's been doing paranormal probably since she was a little girl. We're not going to say how many years ago that was, but
I've always been interested in it. Yes.
And the Supernatural Pennsylvania is your third book.
Yes.
Okay.
I have the other two, which were really, really, really well written, too.
Awesome. How'd you get that?
Thank you.
She sent them to you?
Kurt had me on the show.
Oh, man. I don't even have books like that.
Yeah, it's the, oh.
If you guys would call my publisher and tell them I'm going to be on your show, they would send you a free copy.
No, right. You better call him, Kurt, and tell him.
That's how I get I have a contact at Warwick Publishing, and they email me, and I say I want a book. They send me a book.
Oh, wow.
They want a written review, but I try to write a review. I don't know if it gets to them or not.
So, Lori, I said pencil me in for this thing on the weekend, but it looked like from the Facebook that it was an all-girls weekend anyway. So it was probably better if I wasn't the only male there.
Oh. Yeah, because you wouldn't fit in the hotel room with us. You would have to have your own room.
Okay. All right. We're going to leave it at that.
Yeah,
but how did it go, and where did you go?
We went to Point Lookout Lighthouse.
Yay, and that's far. How long did it take you?
2.5 hours.
And did you, did any of them girls smoke? I forget. Beth quit.
Beth quit.
Great, and I quit, so I would have made five. I would have had something in common, but I didn't go anyway. So anyway, you guys drove how far? I'm sorry.
2.5 hours.
That's not bad of a drive.
No, and you stayed in the lighthouse, or you stayed most of the time?
No, we stayed in a hotel. We investigated the lighthouse from 9 at night till 2 in the morning.
Did they charge you money to do the investigation?
They charged us $50 a person, and all the money goes to the upkeep and preservation of the lighthouse. And honestly, guys, it was so fun. I highly recommend it to anyone who's in the area to go to Point Lookout Lighthouse. They have investigations available. They have one every month. and that is their main source of fundraising. And the place desperately needs money.
And that,
so.
That price ain't too ridiculous compared to some places.
No, the price is really, really good, and it is for such a good cause, and you will have a really good time.
Is it very active?
Yeah, we heard a lot of footsteps. Our motion detectors kept going off in the one hallway where I said the ghost was pacing, so we put motion detectors there, and it kept going off in order. It was like 1, 2, 2, 1, 1, 2, 2, 1.
Oh, that's
one.
Cool.
So I was telling Kurt about these motion detectors because they were at the Chestnut Hall B&B, and we set one upstairs, and they're wireless to a receiver, and you can set three out, and then there's a little lights, 1, 2, 3, and there was nobody upstairs, and I still have to capture the footage, darn, and look at it. All right.
Better.
So, I know, because the camera kept going off, and there was a camera in the vicinity in the bedroom looking down the hallway.
You haven't posted it on a Honda Tube yet, Bill?
No, I have to capture the video first, Kurt.
Get your DVR out, Kurt, and look at that first.
I'm like 2.5 years behind watching DVR.
So once you get that done, Kurt, then you can say to me, Bill, you better get it done.
I'll make my sister do it. She's coming into town tomorrow.
She likes doing it?
She won't have nothing to do while I'm at work, so I'll have her watch Waverly Hill for 8 hours.
Anyway, so this thing's really great. So this is a lighthouse, right? This was a real lighthouse.
Yes. It's a real lighthouse, but it no longer functions.
They don't even light up for, like, with a, you know, just to show people it's a lighthouse. So there's no light?
No, there's no light. The light doesn't work anymore.
See, I'd still put a little light bulb up there, like a 300-watt one, so it glows at night, you know, but that's just...
Well, there's not really a lot of electricity hookup in the place that's working anymore, so...
Well, if you want to do it, like, as a prop to see if you can get, you know, anything, you could probably hook up a light bulb to a battery something, couldn't you?
Well, one good thing about the place, I will say, is that the one man there who's in charge of the preservation group has done a tremendous amount of historical research, and they have a list of all the lighthouse keepers that have been there since it was built, and so if you are able to get any names or pick up on anything, they know a lot of the history of it, and the things that we were picking up on, they were actually able to confirm that, yes, that happened in the history of the place, which is nice.
Was there any, like, deaths there or murders or suicides or anything like that?
Well, there was... There was one keeper who wasn't there very long before he passed away, and the one spirit that we picked up on was of a little girl, and the one girl in my group, Stacy, who has a really good affinity with children's spirits, actually had the little girl come over and sit in her lap, and then I went downstairs after a while and asked one of the guys if there was the ghost of the little girl there, and he said... He was like, are you sure you want to know everything? Because I told him earlier, don't tell us anything. And I said, well, yeah, we want to know because we're experiencing this. And he said that, yeah, there was the ghost of a little girl that's been seen there. There was one of the lighthouse keepers who had a 4-year-old daughter who was very sick. And one evening she climbed up in her mother's lap and to go to sleep and actually died.
Aww.
That way. So we thought it was interesting that she had climbed up in Stacy's lap.
Wow.
It's sad to hear about the little girl passing away like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to actually have someone, when you're on an investigation, actually experience that. How did your group member react when she found out this information?
She was very touched by it. During the time that she was experiencing the little girl's presence in her lap, she was actually crying profusely. It was very touching and very, she had a very overwhelming sad feeling. Now, I was picking up on that the little girl was very sick and that she had died from an illness and she was very thirsty. They don't know what she died from, though. We asked about that. Now, in the vicinity right next to the lighthouse, I was picking up on a lot of sick people, and they told us that there had actually been a hospital there during the Civil War, and there was also a prisoner of war camp a little farther up the road. It's a very active place.
So, Lori, since I didn't have the honor to go, so how many...
You missed out.
It sounds like I would have been, you know, kind of like the odd man out in the hotel room. So, anyway,
you could have slept in the what is it, the mystery machine?
Yeah, the magic mystery machine.
Yep.
But the question I had was, how many steps to the top of the lighthouse, and how many times did you walk it?
Well, the bottom part of the lighthouse is like a regular house, and there's just steps like you would have in a home. And then there's the little tower where the light is, and there's a winding staircase. I didn't count the number of steps. I was the only one that went all the way up to the top where the light was.
Wow.
And you climb up these steps. There's probably about 10 to 12 steps on the circular staircase, and then you have to climb a ladder.
Oh, no.
That actually up to the light, and I'm the only one that went up there.
So you
did go up there.
So that most of them went up to almost the tippy top, and then you went all the way up.
A couple people went up the steps, but no one else wanted to go up the ladder.
Wow.
I went up the ladder.
I would have gone up the ladder.
A trooper.
I wanted to see everything. I want to get my money's worth, you know.
That's right. If you're going to go up the ladder.
Heck yeah. I get my money's worth. It's like when you go to Waverly. I don't go to the snack area. I'm in Waverly the whole time I'm there. I want to be there.
No, everyone else was showing out in the break area or whatever.
Yeah. Got to be out there investigating.
Yeah.
Out with my buddies, the Ghosties.
Got to get that footage for the DVR.
Yeah, you got to get that footage that, you know, Bill doesn't capture and put on it, too.
And Bill's slacking lately, I hear.
I got to learn better video editing techniques to add enhanced.
But you're like the projectionist, though, Bill. You work with M. Night Shyamalan.
I know. I told you, anyone that didn't hear it last week, you got to see the Justin Bieber movie, Never Say Never.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, did you see it? Doesn't your girl want to see it, little girl? What's her name?
No, they're not into it. Kira is not into Justin Bieber.
Oh, man. All right.
Baby. I don't think so, Bill.
I don't know his songs, so I'm sorry. But I did see the movie.
I don't know the songs either.
The movie's inspiring and inspirational, so everyone should see it. And then comment on my Facebook if I'm wrong. All right.
I just posted a comment.
Good. Anyway, back to Lori. So, Lori, we went through a lot together. We had our trials and tribulations, a lot of members and stuff, and there's a couple core few that stuck it through, and it's been a long and hard battle. I don't know if you want to talk about the group, and then we can move on to your latest book, and then if you want.
Well, I feel like I've been blessed with a really amazing and great core group of people, and I think that the new people that have come in recently, Beth and Stacy, are really great additions to the group. I think you've got to work with them for the first time when we were at Chestnut Hall, right, Bill?
Right, Beth, yeah, Stacy, yes, Stacy really worked with, but I met her once before. Yeah, she's a good girl, definitely.
They're a really, really good group of people, and very dedicated, and, you know, we're all supportive of and believe in each other completely, so... It's always an adventure, too. And we do like to have fun, believe it or not.
Yeah, I kind of get, sometimes we get a little slap silly, whatever you call it, when it gets late, you know, when we're in these places.
Punchy.
Well, you have to, I think.
Yeah, it's fun.
You can get into the doldrums, you know. You always hear these stories of people investigating, and it sounds like they get into the doldrums of the same old routine.
What is it? Did you hear that?
What is that?
I didn't hear it.
Touch me again, I want you to touch me again, GDMF. Sorry.
Oh, man, were you provoking?
Okay.
I was trying to provoke.
I just remember, like, one time it striking me as, like, incredibly funny that we were all, like, in the dark in this room, standing around in a circle staring at this piece of equipment. Oh, that struck me as being hysterically funny, and I couldn't stop laughing. Everybody was really mad at me.
Now, Lori, didn't you tell me that you got some new EVP machine or something? I can't remember the exact name of it.
I got the EFT, EVP field processor.
It's awesome.
Does it work?
There's a little meter on it. Keeps blinking and lighting up and telling you when...
Yeah, it's... The problem I have with it is the light is really, really bright.
Yeah.
so you kind of want to turn it the other way, which defeats the purpose of it. The first one I got actually stopped working, and I had to send it back and get a new one. But I haven't, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's neat and everything, but I don't know if I would, don't listen to people that make it. I don't know if I would recommend it.
What about, do you still use you used to be a very good Hack-A-Shack person.
Yes, we did a radio, a Jetson session, actually, but we weren't really getting anything. The problem is that the reception out there is not really good because you're, like, way out in the middle of nowhere.
Imagine.
Like, all the way at the end of this peninsula out in the water, so we weren't getting very good reception.
Did you go for a swim? Are you a mama polar bear?
Oh, man.
What?
Polar bears that go swimming in the 30-degree water.
Are you a mama?
No, I am not.
It was cold, too, right, that weekend, right? It wasn't nice weather.
It was a little chilly when the wind blew up, but we had pretty good weather, I think. It could have been, like, blazing hot, which would have been horrible.
Right, that's true, in the flies.
Because you can't open the windows or anything there.
Oh. I have to ask, I mean, this might be kind of disgusting, but is there a lot of bird poo?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to be all sick.
No, but listen, Point Lookout Lighthouse and everything that we experienced there and all the history of it is going to be in my next book, which isn't out yet. I'm just finishing up writing it now.
Well, we can't talk about that, though, then.
We can talk about
what
it's called. Towards the end. Well, because we got to talk about the book that's just out.
No.
Pennsylvania. It's all about different places in Pennsylvania. There's some in the eastern part of the state and some in the western part of the state. Most of the places are open to the public, so you can go to, I'd say, 99% of the places in the books you can actually go and visit.
Nice.
What were you going to say, Bill?
I was going to say Lori actually grew up in the western side of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh area.
In Washington, Pennsylvania.
Washington. Yes, some people say Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Is that Amish country?
No, it is not. Just Amish country is in the middle of the state.
That's where my sister lives, in Oval, Pennsylvania.
And there is a story from Amish country, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
In Supernatural, PA?
Yes, it's about Rockford Plantation, and there was a suicide there, and he still haunts the place.
Wow.
There's also a girl that died when she was 12 that's also there.
Talking about the Amish people, when you were writing this book and did your research, do they believe in the paranormal?
I'm not real up on what Amish beliefs are, but they're very fundamentalist Christians, so I'm going to say probably no, they don't really believe in it. They probably think everything is either angels or something of the devil.
Also, Lori, I think angel or devil, but I think they're probably very superstitious, would you think, these Amish? Because they don't want the trend is like, if you take their picture, you steal their soul back in the day. I don't know if there's certain Amish that thought that.
Yeah, there are some that believe that, and you know, they just don't think that you should take their picture. I don't know whether it's actually because it will steal the soul. I don't know if it has something to do with the vanity. Because there's definitely against, like, that whole vanity thing and making images of yourself and spending time looking in the mirror. And, you know, they all dress alike and everything. So,
right.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on Amish culture.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that you wrote about in this great book. Well, first off, I want to say that she gave me good credit in this book, and I have to buy one off her.
I gave you credit in this book. You're in the front. And very special thanks to Bill Horton.
So Bill, you rock. You rock.
Never talk bad about her when she's live on the air. But
you should hear the things he says, Lori. I mean, he's just ripping you left. I'm just joking.
I know.
No, just kidding. Anyway, so let's talk what you like or don't like, or what the subjects are, or where they go, or, you know, the ones you favor.
What I like or don't like?
Well, the ones that you really enjoy doing or writing about, you know?
I enjoy doing every single entry in this book. I really did. The only ones I can say I didn't enjoy doing, there were two that were very personal experiences that I had. One was when I was in college at Chatham College in Pittsburgh, and the other was the house I grew up in.
Right.
After we moved back, I shouldn't say completely grew up there, but after we moved back to the Philadelphia area, the house that I lived in from the time I was, you know, about 10 until I was out of high school, I didn't enjoy writing about them because they're very disturbing and scary experiences to me, but they're in there. Those are the two I'd say I didn't enjoy as much.
All right,
but so needed to put it out there.
What were your favorite places?
My favorite place? Well, that's hard to say. Definitely, I would say I loved writing the Rockford one, the one in Lancaster. The one I liked writing about Cliveden.
Okay.
That's in Philadelphia. Right. You were there, right?
Yeah, Cliveden was
there.
And have a lot
I enjoyed doing the Grand Park one because we had such great experiences that night, and we got really good EVPs from there, from Grand Park, which was awesome. Some of the places that I like are maybe a little bit like Lillarden House in Masontown, Pennsylvania, out in western Pennsylvania. I think not a lot of people really know about it because it's kind of out in the boonies, but it's a great place, you know. It's very, very active. There's like an Indian burial ground, a slave burial ground there.
I have to ask, you know, you had mentioned that you wrote about your experience at colleges, but it seems like that a lot of people have experiences at colleges. Do you think it draws on the energy of all the people at college, especially young?
I think there's a lot of energy going on there because of the situation. The age group that you have has a lot of energy in general. And there's a lot of stress of, you know, probably being away from home or being at college creates a lot of energy.
Do you think, you know, as college, you know, kids are in college and they like to mess around. Do you think there's a lot of negative spirits there, you know, because they want to fool around with the Ouija board or spirit board?
Well, if you read my story, you'll see that that's how I started at college, was the Ouija board.
You got involved in the Ouija board.
It started with the Ouija board. Now, I had used the Ouija board so many times at my house, which was haunted. We never had anything bad happen. But when we used it at my college, I don't know whether it was just a coincidence or it was, I mean, I think it would have happened. I don't think it had to do with the Ouija board itself. I think it just had to do with the combination of people and, you know, we were able to attract this spirit to that particular location.
Lori, and you know,
I think we could have done it without a Ouija board, in other words. I think that was just what we chose to focus on that night. But if we would have sat in a circle and did a seance like some people do, I think the same thing would have happened. It was our intent that brought the spirit there. It was definitely not the Ouija board. Okay?
A lot of people think there's evil that goes with the Ouija board, but the Ouija board is just a tool like any other device, just no different than the tarot cards that you use or, you know.
Didn't our guest last week commented about something about that he uses the Ouija board a lot, too?
Yeah, he didn't care. I mean, he said the right way and the wrong way, and you know, not only that, just that, you know, anything that you do in the paranormal could create a negative effect, and, you know, for those that disbelieve or not, but that's the way it is, you know? And Lori is a professional. And,
well, anyway, as far as the thing that happened there, and I've told Bill this story before, we got a name on the Ouija board, and to this day, I will not say that name because every time I say it, something bad happens.
Don't say the name.
No, I will not say the name. And I did not write it in the book.
Okay. Well, I think we need to do, we've tried the Ouija board once at the cemetery.
And right.
So much protection there, I don't think it could have ever done any, I don't think anything through, but I felt like I was wearing a condom over the Ouija board or something, I don't know. so safe.
It was like super protection. We just happened, and it, nothing happened.
To practice safe Ouija and get the,
condom. Something did happen. One of our members freaked out because the Ouija board came out, and she ran out of the park, out of the cemetery, with her boyfriend screaming, "You're all going to die."
Oh, because the Ouija board
what?
Came out?
One of our members got freaked out when we started doing it. You remember?
She did?
Yeah, Marcy and her boyfriend. You remember? She was like, "Don't."
Is that why she left? I didn't even realize because I was busy focusing on our Ouija session, so I didn't.
She ran out of there, and she's like,
"Wow,
you guys shouldn't touch that," and blah blah blah. And blah, blah, blah. You know, she didn't see you all.
But one girl that was there knew about all the protection stuff, and she's like, "With all the protection I have on this, nothing's going to be my death." And I was like, "Yeah, well." No, because that's why I had to put all the protection on it, because Marcy wouldn't do it unless I did put all that protection on it.
Right. And then she got freaked out.
You know, I have to I have to admit that I've never actually seen a Ouija board in use.
Hey, you know what then, Kurt? We're coming to your town.
At the live event, we'll have one.
That's right. Good job, Lori.
Can we do table tipping, too? Because I'm a very skeptic about that.
Let's see if Lori's educated in table tipping it, because I read Lori, I was reading, and table tipping was actually preferred to be done on a single post table, and I don't know if you realize know that or not or have any knowledge of that. That they would use like a table round table with a single post. That way, when they started tipping, it would tip easier as opposed to a regular table with four legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah,
and you know what other story I wrote about in the book?
What?
Not to get off the subject of Ouija boards, but I wrote about the Temple Frat House in the book.
Oh, did you? Wow, that is a great place.
I did.
What is a Temple Frat
House? That's where we recorded my favorite EVP, Harry Knuckles.
Ooh. I still laugh to this day. Red. Yeah.
Can we hear a story about this? That sounds interesting. Harry Knuckles?
I'll set up the story and Laurie can knock it out. There's Temple University, which you should know about because of Bill Cosby. You know, he talks about it, or has graduated and talked about it forever.
Temple the Owls?
The Owls. See that? We got a...
Yes, the Owls!
Add a basketball to it and Kurt's right in.
Or football.
Or football, right.
I pretty much know all the college mascots. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, my friend Steven just said, found out I was doing this stuff. He says, "Man, you got to go to my fraternity house." I said, "What? Temple, you know, so Temple University right on main campus." And, you know, he was, since, you know, 5 years out, but once you're a brother, you're always, you know the handshake and get in or whatever. So we go there on an off weekend or something, or everyone goes home. What a beautiful place. And in a sense of architecture, structure, and the woodwork was beautiful, but the keg smell and the trash and the dirt and the filth and the scratched floor and the walls. I mean, you could see the beauty. And how about that? And the one thing I love the most, and when you first walk in the hallway, I don't know what the room would have been called, the dining room or the living room. There's this beautiful mural on the ceiling. You remember that, Lori?
Yes.
So it was like, wow. Anyway, so these kids disrespected this place. There was trash everywhere. It stunk and it was filthy, you know. I think we just missed a keg party from Friday night. But outside of that, you could see the architecture, you know, the wood and all of that. And so we were invited here, and then I'm going to let Lori take over, because there's an interesting story. There's a servant stairwell, and it went all the way up from the basement all the way up to the third floor. So it was, you know, huge, round, stopped at the kitchen, stopped at the third level, and I'm going to let Lori finish up the stairwell story, and that's where it takes us into, we were in the basement with these fraternity guys that were just like at all at what was going on, and we had their direct attention, right, Lori? They were just,
yes.
Like, oh, wow.
I insisted that we had to go up the servant stairs.
Right.
So I went, you know, the guys at the front house were telling me you can't get into any of the rooms from there because they keep them locked. So that no one can go up from the basement into the rooms. And I was insistent, no, that we were going to get into these rooms from the basement stairs. I had to go up the servant stairs.
That's right.
So Bill and I go up the servant stairs, and as we got to the top, I could feel the presence of a spirit at the top of the steps. And I said to Bill, don't you feel that? And he said, I think I feel something on the hair on my knuckles.
God only
and then,
knows why I said
what?
It. God only knows why I said it. Or you know,
he
I mean,
said, I think I feel something on the hair on my knuckles. And when I was listening back to the recording, as soon as he said that, hair on my knuckles, you hear this little whispering voice, almost like it's giggling, go, hairy knuckles, hairy knuckles.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the best EVP ever.
And Bill said he said he felt something on his knuckles? Knuckles?
On the hair on his knuckles?
Bill, that shows that you're psychic. You know, you have some intuition, I would think.
Yeah, usually it's the hair in the back. You hear these people, the hair in the back or the back of the neck or something crazy. So yeah.
Gosh, I wish I had hair. It sucks. I don't have hair.
Some hair on your knuckles.
I don't have hair on my knuckles.
Some hair on your knuckles.
You know what's funny? I don't really have hairy knuckles. I mean, I don't really have a lot of hair on my knuckles.
And every time I tell that story, everyone looks at Bill's hand.
Too bad we don't have that EVP to play.
No, we do. You can go to Haunted Tube. It's on there. And look in the audio.
It's on there. Hairy Knuckles is on Haunted Tube.
Yeah, click on audios and then...
I'm not at home, so I can't send it to you.
I'm going to go on Haunted Tube. Maybe we can play it.
Okay, you can do that.
Search audios, hairy knuckles, right?
Or you can just do hairy.
Hairy knuckles? Yeah. Maybe you should just search for hairy.
Not hairy nickels.
Hairy knuckles.
Well, I didn't even read about Temple in there. That was a good investigation. That door being unlocked. And then, the story I always tell about
Here it is, hairy knuckles.
All right, let's play this, and then I'll tell the story about
All right, here it goes.
You found it?
Oh, it's not going to play.
Why?
It won't play?
It won't play on my, because I have my speakers turned off. Let's see if I can fix that.
Oh, man.
All right, application sounds. Let's try it again. No, I got it turned off. Let's try something else. Oh.
You suck, Kurt.
I do suck. Let's try it again.
Oh, there it is.
I can't get it to play. Maybe you can get it to play, Bill. We're trying to get the hairy knuckles.
So we were, let's see this place.
Yeah?
I do feel something on my hair and my knuckles.
Hairy knuckles. You hear that, Kurt?
Yeah, that was cool.
You want to hear it again for the audience?
Yeah, play it again.
Yes. I do feel something on my hair and my knuckles.
Wow, that twice, too.
Yep.
That is awesome. It's very clear,
too. Isn't that the best EVP ever? I love that EVP.
So remember, it's me and Lori. We're heading up to the third floor. We're almost at the third floor. We're going around the spiral staircase, and there's nobody else there. I mean, it's not like we're in a room and somebody's in the room next door. I mean, it's just, you know, staircase that's pretty isolated. That's what makes it cool, too, because we know that no one else is there. Nobody else came up with us, because they're all like, oh, you're going to go up, and the door's locked. And she went up, and the door was open. I don't know how that works, but and then Lori, I want to talk about the little girl on the first floor. Lori ran into this little girl.
Oh, Bill loves this story.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk. I mean,
there was a little girl who was telling us that the lights were wrong; they were upside down, and she couldn't figure out how to turn them on because they were upside down. So I said that to the people. Never having been in this house before and having no idea about anything that was in there.
The history of the house was that the fraternity was constantly harassed by Temple University. They were constantly wanting to shut them down because of the, you know, the keg parties or whatever. I don't know. So anyway, so they would cite them for violations. And one of the violations was electrical and fire alarms. But they said, you have electrical problems. So they made them rewire the whole building. And one of the things they did was took all these single lamps that faced up, and they had a little switch on the bottom, like a little pedestal floral lamp. I don't know what they're called.
Uh-huh.
But the switch was on the bottom, and you would go to each lamp and turn each one on. So there might have been like eight in the one room. So they rewired the room. They took these lamps and got other ones that hung down on a link of chain. So they were same-looking lamps. Like they looked like from the period. And then plus, if we were in there and it's dark, and they put it on the wall switch. So they took it from the single little twisty switch underneath the light and put it on the wall switch. So you hit the switch, they all come on. So that's when Lori got this from this little girl and said, the lights are wrong. She doesn't understand what happened. She can't turn them on anymore. And, in fact, they were, you know, replaced and turned upside down. And that was like, how would you know that walking around in the dark and not knowing any of the history of the electrical, this little girl? So that was very compelling psychic evidence.
Absolutely.
And the other thing was the we went up to now the nice thing about the Temple frat house, although it was very public, there was not a lot of it wasn't like something you could Google and get, you know, all this information. And there was one bedroom we went in. There's a lot of bedrooms, and there's one bedroom with a bunk bed. And something about Lori said, looks like somebody's looking. I forget what she said. Looking over at the bed or something. And then this one kid's like, holy shit, that's what happened. You know, that's what happened to him. Like, this thing was looking at him over, like, standing on the edge of the bed or something. I really forget the exact description, but I don't know if you remember that, Lori, and you started talking like...
I don't remember that part. A lot of times I don't remember the stuff that I'm saying when I'm dealing with spirits afterwards. So I have to rely on people like Bill or my recorder to refresh my memory.
It was great, though. That was a good investigation. I was, you know, I was really like... That was early on, I think, too, in our meeting. Like,
it was.
So... This was exciting for me. I had all kinds of cameras and junk. And
we had the whole film crew there.
Yeah, we had a lot of people there. I think my friend Tony and Steven was there. So, yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Sounds like you guys have fun. Dang, I need to come out to Philly. I think we'll fly out and see my sister and then come out and see you guys for an investigation. What do you say?
And we can do a live.
You need to come to Philly so we can do a live investigation up here.
All right, if you will see the donation button underneath the chat room link, if you want to see Kurt go to Philly, please help and donate some money. All right. That's my public service announcement. That is my public service announcement for the day.
We'll see if it works.
So, Lori, what else is going on in this book, and where can these people buy this book?
It's awesome.
You can buy it from my. If you buy it from my website, I will be happy to sign
bonus.
It for you.
Signed book.
A signed book. Testing. Sorry.
But, Kurt.
Bill.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right, it's working. So yeah, I say go to Lori's website and buy it for the same price. You get it custom signed by Lori Hall. Are we gonna give one away?
She'll even number it for you. Whatever number you want.
Number one.
I will. I will number it for you.
I don't know. It sounded good, cool. That's up to Lori, though.
She can write whatever they want.
Yeah.
Lori Hall, number one.
Yep, Lori Hall is number one when it comes to paranormal authors.
Yes, I am. I have to admit.
Now I have to change the answer to our trivia question of who's been the most on the show the most.
No, Lori's got it.
Lori has the record now.
Awesome.
I do?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, you know, I want to talk about, Lori? We are going to Grand Park on the 16th.
Right.
I brought up your kids and all that because there's a reason. Lori has all these kids and stuff and you know, husband and does all this stuff. Not only does she do all this stuff, she also volunteers at a lot of historical places and nonprofits like Paris Study and,
doesn't she... donate a lot of time to Fort Mifflin.
Fort Mifflin. And then, what's the other place you feel like you're involved in, Lori?
The Plank House.
The Plank House. Marcus Hook.
And you can book an investigation at the Plank House in Marcus Hook. And you can book an investigation at Paris Study also. Both places are haunted and have a long history of being haunted. The Plank House is actually Blackbeard's mistress's house.
Nice. So did you get
very cool.
Bill, didn't you set up a 24-hour live camera at Paris Study at one time?
We did, but the camera went down, and Bill kind of got mad at Paris Study, so there's no more camera.
Well, the camera's still there. I have to go pick it up as a matter of fact. I mean,
you want me to bring it home tonight? Do you want me to bring it home tonight?
Yeah, sure. So all these things Lori does, and let me tell you, we went to... the Chestnut Hall B&B. She was just at the light tower, and we're going to the Grand Park, and on the 29th.
And I just want to say that the thing for Grand Park is a fundraiser for Grand Park. All the proceeds go to the Preservation Society there, and they do a great job preserving that place. So
100%.
100% of it goes. A little bit of it goes to the refreshments that they have there for everybody, but most of it goes to, you know,
that's awesome. Where they
preservation of the place, which is awesome. And everybody that works there at Grand Park is volunteers.
Kudos to the volunteers and all that. So they're not going to get stiff by other people, you know, only giving a certain amount. That's awesome that they give 100% to the.
Well, it's Lori.
Oh, yeah.
Lori's running it. Right, Lori? Is that how it's going down? Yeah.
The volunteers from the place do the refreshments and everything. And like I said, aside from some money that they take out to help pay for the refreshments, everything goes to the Preservation Society for Grand Park.
Definitely. And do they serve
great.
Do they serve Kool-Aid?
Drink the juice.
I love Kool-Aid. I'm on a tropical punch Kool-Aid kick right now.
Okay, well, I don't know if they're going to have tropical punch Kool-Aid, but if you're going to come, I'll make sure that we have tropical punch Kool-Aid.
Yes.
How about that?
And chocolate Pop-Tarts.
And what?
Chocolate Pop-Tarts.
Tropical Pop-Tarts?
No, chocolate Pop-Tarts.
Chocolate Pop-Tarts. I don't know. Pop-Tarts are really bad for you.
I know. I had White Castles for lunch today. Those are really even worse for me.
How many did you have? They're little.
I had five.
They're like the original sliders.
Oh, yeah, and I'm paying for it right now. I got the SBDs really bad. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. I so did not need to hear that.
That was a slip.
Is your worst person? Don't be throwing the SBDs to her.
Oh, we give a run for each other's money, you know.
Hi. Is this the lecture over?
I'm just
sitting
here for a minute, but I don't want to scare you.
Oh, man.
Somebody just came in the room.
Yeah. My point to all this, and then on the 29th, we're actually going to go see Charles Adams in Allentown or Norristown? Or
Reading.
Yeah, Reading.
I remember Charles. Didn't you have him on your old radio show, the Chat People Radio?
I did have him on as a guest on the Chat People Radio one time.
He was a great, great guest, too. Very informative.
He has his own radio show, so he is really, really, really good.
And Fred's coming with us, and he's excited to meet the famous Charles Adams. I kind of was taken that he was dark.
The famous Charles Adams.
Said right or something to them, you know, like, oh, I'm so excited. You know?
What the heck? So I am trying to get this camera out of here, and it is just one.
Don't do it. I'll come back up there and get it. I got to give them the keys.
It is like one wire after another.
Oh, it's a mess.
Bill really wired it up just like.
Yeah, it's all kinds of power and wires and network.
It's got an octopus cord or something.
Why don't you get hurt while you're on the show?
I'm not going to get hurt while I'm on the show.
That'd be your first. Be like a lawyer.
I'm not going to get hurt while I'm on the show. Don't be silly. All
right.
So what's coming up in the future book?
The future book is called Supernatural Mid-Atlantic, and it covers Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland, and part of Virginia. So it's a bigger geographic area, obviously, and I had to do a lot of traveling, like to Point Lookout Lighthouse and places like that, to do research for the book. So I had a really good time researching that book. And that should probably be out in about a year. Well, I'd say fall of 2012. Right before the world ends, it should come out.
Is the world really going to end?
Isn't it supposed to end in December something, 2012?
Yeah, something like that.
Come on, get with it, Kurt. You've been talking about this conspiracy theory in 2012 in the Mayans forever.
Will it really happen?
Of course. Just like Y2K. Does anyone remember that? Y2K? Are they old enough?
Oh, God. My aunt got all this food and, like, all this water and stuff.
In 666 and 777 and 888. It's like, come on now. The end of the world will not happen, I am telling you. 2012 is a joke.
What did you do for Y2K?
I think I was drunk.
No, I mean, did you prepare to get any...
We were not drunk.
Water?
I have yet to see Kurt or hear Kurt drunk.
You haven't heard any of my drinking stories.
I have never heard you. You've never, like, drunk Skyped me or anything.
Cause that's because I don't drink anymore.
Oh.
No.
Back when I was younger, I could really, when I was in the military and all that, I could really pound the liquor.
Wow.
Good Lord, Bill, you should see all the cables I pulled out of this thing. My God.
That's a lot of work there.
Damn, Bill.
In the box and the camera and the internet and all this. And the other, the transmitter for the internet, did you get that too? Man.
What's that?
So, the little box where the camera goes plugged into it. And then the Ethernet was plugged into that. That's what serves it. So,
oh. Yeah, I had to unplug everything.
Did you hear that EVP?
Is that correct?
That wasn't.
Yeah, me. I did hear that EVP.
Well, I'm excited. I'm surprised that Lori's able to do all this donating and investigations and home investigations, because we do a lot, and I know you hear about them all, Kurt. Well, not all of them, but most of them.
Well, all I hear is I'm a bad case manager.
Oh, I am a bad case. Well,
for like 3 weeks straight, I'm a bad case manager.
Then we went on the...
You are a bad case manager.
See?
He calls people and then they never talk to us again.
Never call back. Or they say, oh yeah, come this day. And then I email them and call them for the address and they never gave it to us. Didn't I tell you about that one, Kurt? That sucked.
Bill, you should stay to the technical side.
I'm trying to pass the buck to Mikey. He seems to be getting interested, Lori.
You know who you need to get on an investigation with you guys?
Who's that?
M. Knight.
Oh man, we shouldn't investigate his house, Lori. I'll key in his gate code into the gate. We'll just go in.
You can get the hook
on. What were you drinking tonight?
You have to key in to get through the gate.
Gate.
My number is 1122 pound. Or pound 1122. No, it's pound 2012.
What?
I'm just kidding. I was trying to see if anyone actually knew where he lived, and they could try to my code in his gate. Anyway, that's just bullshit. That's not my code. What, do you think I'm stupid?
You never know. It could be. The code to the...
birthday.
It's your birthday?
That's my code. 0430. No.
His birthday is April 30th.
That's what I said. Lori... No, I can't talk about that on the air. I gave Lori a four time. I showed her something. I showed her a perspective view of the house. Right? Remember we went by? We did a drive-by?
Yes.
Bill did a drive-by.
I know where he lives.
A drive-by. We don't know who we talk. You did a drive-by, Bill?
Yeah. And then her daughter wants... I still owe her a drive-by.
You do?
Can I...
Yeah, my daughter, Erica, will also be at Graham Park. She's helping us that night. So she's been investigating with us for, I don't know.
How long is the investigation?
4 years.
How long is the investigation going to be that night, anyway?
It's from 7 to midnight.
Oh, good. And, you know, there's one thing that... You know, Lori, I'm going to put these in my truck. I have two free drink cards, and guess where they're for?
Where?
Tony Luke's.
Starbucks, baby.
Nice.
Yay!
It's not Tony
Luke's. Starbucks!
You don't have
Starbucks should be, like, our sponsor.
Yeah. Lori... And Starbucks, to buy her a free $5 chai tall latte thingamajig.
Chai, ew.
Venti.
All right, tell it like it is, Lori.
Venti grande.
If you want to be nice to Lori, send her Starbucks gift cards.
Yes.
Please also send donations to Laurie Hall, care of Starbucks Coffee.
Oh, my God.
Starbucks Foundation.
So, anyway, people, if they want to buy the book, they get it from my website. They can get it from Amazon. They can get it from Barnes & Noble. You can get it from Porter's.
You said Porter's or Borders?
Borders.
Oh, Borders. Oh,
Borders, I... like Run for the Border.
What about Kindle? Borders.
It's where? Not on Kindle. My publisher doesn't do Kindle.
No.
Doesn't do e-books because they've had problems with people stealing
is that true?
People's work. Yep.
That's
why they don't do it.
It's digital. Can be converted. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I agree. Punks.
It just takes the right Russian kid or Chinese kid that has nothing.
There's always someone who has to, someone in China who has to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah. Unless you're getting them books from China website.
Not the Chinese. No, I'm just joking.
All right.
But, you know, if we nuked the Chinese, then we wouldn't be in debt to them.
Hey, guess what, Kurt? Our hour has come and gone.
Damn.
It's 10 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock here. Ha, ha, ha.
10 o'clock where the important people are.
Damn. That was a low shot to the groin.
So, if you look at the website one more time, have you contact me.
All right.
And, you know.
Anyone can contact me through my website, tricountyparanormal.com.
If you want Lori's Skype address, just email me.
But you can just put the name Lori Hall in Google, and it will come up.
And if you want Lori's cell phone number, Kurt has that also.
Yeah, please email me.
If you really want my cell phone number, it's probably on the website somewhere.
It is somewhere, and it's deep, but people find some of our better clients. We're going to call them clients, right? Investigate the people we investigate.
Oh, my God, this is stuck around the back.
Don't worry about it.
Bill, you really rigged it up.
The bag lip.
Oh, you're in trouble now. But, yeah.
All right. On that note, Lori, I can't thank you enough for being my friend and superior leader.
Oh, crap, I'm supposed to call Ron Reeder tonight, or this afternoon.
Oh, you screwed up.
I know, I did. Sorry,
that's
Ron.
That's okay, don't call him, because he was supposed to call me on Tuesday or Wednesday, and he didn't.
All right, so...
I had to take Kennedy to the doctor today, so...
Oh, she all right?
Just, every time she tees, she gets ear infections.
Wow, what do you think about that, Lori?
I don't know. No. I think it's time for me to go.
Yeah, it's time for me to go eat dinner, too.
People waiting for me.
Damn, right. Bill, you're holding up Lori, and you were supposed, you know.
Well, Lori, I'll see you Saturday night, and I'll talk about what time I need to be at your house, and then we'll figure out transportation.
Okay, sounds cool.
All right, and I'll protect her. All right, have a great night. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Lori. You rock.
No problem. It was fun, guys.
We always have fun.
I know.
And you know what? We'll have you back on, too.
You got her.
Maybe now that we got your cell phone number, maybe it'll be a spur-of-the-moment thing. We'll just pop Lori into the to the show real quick.
That's right.
You never know.
Okay. Okay.
She's going to be on the live Philadelphia show, too, by the way.
What?
You're going to be on the live Philadelphia show. Also.
Yes, the live PIR event.
We're going to go 24 hours of PIR.
She's going to drive to every place promised everybody.
We're going to even broadcast live from Tony Luke's.
You'll love Tony Luke's, knowing you, Kurt. And then, damn, if you like White Castle, you're going to love Tony Luke's.
Yeah.
Right. You ever been to Tony Luke's?
No, but I know about it.
How do you know about it?
I'll tell you later. Ancient Chinese secret.
All right. Let's let Lori go. Thank you for being a great guest at your paranormal radio experience. Until next week.
Hopefully we kept it paranormal.
Good job, Kurt.
Alrighty, Lori. You have a good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, Kurt.
Wow, Bill. Lori's fun.
Yeah, she is fun.
Yeah, we have a great time with Lori all the time.
She's so busy. It's incredible. I don't know how she
keeps... I don't know. Does she even sleep?
Yeah, I don't know. I think she writes when she's sleeping. Sleeps when she's writing. Or...
something like that.
Check books when she's sleeping, right.
Alrighty. Do you have any shout-outs before we get off the air?
Just to the group, I'm glad I get to meet Stacy and all the rest of the new ones at the bed and breakfast. I'm glad they're sticking in there, hanging in there, learning a lot, moving up from junior to investigators or whatever the chain of command is in that process, because that's fun, you know. When it's hard to meet new people and actually develop a relationship where you feel comfortable and to invite them back. It's true, though, right?
It is true. Bill rocks. But so we're going to get off the air here. I'm tired. I got to get to work in the morning early. My podcast probably won't be up till Tuesday night, but it's all good, though.
But anybody listening, it doesn't matter.
Are we going to give away? Were we going to give away a copy of her book?
Of course. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I asked her, but
we'll find out next week, and we'll figure. You know.
Well, whoever emails us on PIR Radio and request the book first, then we'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll go from there. And you know who we have on next week?
I don't.
We have Stephen Hill on. He is from, I believe he's from Piedmont Paranormal. And then also he's an author, too. So he just written a great book, too. It's called, I believe, I've got to check real quick. I want to make sure I have my notes correctly because I don't want to say something incorrectly. Something Unseen. Stephen Hill, the author of Something Unseen. It's going to be a good show. He's a good buddy of mine.
Where's Piedmont? Is that up by you?
I have no idea where it is. We'll find out next week.
What's wrong with you?
Don't forget to check out our website, www.pirradio.com, for all the upcoming show banners. You can also listen to PIR Radio on your smartphone if you can check out the front page. We have Radio Time, Stream Finder, and UpSnap. You can listen to PIR on Pro on those new websites. So check those out if you can. And
it's an important thing, Kurt. On the PIR website, there is the donate button to get Kurt financially motivated to travel to a live PIR event.
That would be awesome. Until next week, Bill.
Keep it paranormal.
And hopefully Lori got a paranormal radio experience she'll never forget. Alrighty, folks, we'll see you next week. Have a good night now.
Thank you for listening to PIR Radio. Come back every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the ASPRN Radio Network and the PRO Radio Network to get the very best in paranormal radio on the Internet. Please visit our website at www.pirradio.com. PIR Radio is sponsored by the Peach State Paranormal Radio Network and www.hauntedtube.com.